We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Over the past several weeks, members of Congress, namely Democrats, have suggested it's a good time to bring back the Fairness Doctrine. That was a policy in place for a number of decades until President Reagan removed it in the 1980s. It essentially called for equal time for all major viewpoints on critical issues on the public airwaves. But instead of encouraging public discourse, it actually forced stations to move away from discussing topics of public affairs because of the threat of lawsuits. And now President Obama has said in a written statement that he's not in favor of reimposing the Fairness Doctrine, but does that mean that efforts to squelch conservative talk radio, for example, are on the shelf? With me now to talk about that is Rich Noyes, Director of Research at the Media Research Center, a member of a new coalition known as the Free Speech Alliance. And Rich, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Greg.
Well, those of us in talk radio have obviously been passionate about this issue, and many who opposed the return of the Fairness Doctrine were heartened to see what President Obama said, at least in a written statement this week. But you and others in this alliance are suggesting that that's not the end of the story, correct?
Well, it's not, because, I mean, I think one of the big issues out there is that President Obama faces a lot of Democrats. Nancy Pelosi last summer, Tom Harkin and Debbie Stabenow, two important senators just this in the last couple of weeks, voicing how they would like a new Fairness Doctrine brought back. They would like it to be in a situation where there are more restrictions and regulations the government can impose on talk radio, mainly because they don't like conservative talk radio, which is what has thrived in the marketplace since the 1980s. And there have been, and I think President Obama saying he does not favor the return of a Fairness Doctrine is a very good and positive step. There could be more steps taken in this direction. One would be to codify this by passing the Broadcaster Freedom Act, which Congressman Mike Pence of Indiana brought forward, a year or two ago. A one-year version of it passed, but then a permanent version was not brought to the floor last year. And what this would do is prohibit federal funding from going to implement any new Fairness Doctrine-type regulation that the FCC might promulgate on its own, a way to basically say, don't do this. Use the power of the purse to prevent it from ever coming forward. And there was a huge majority in favor of it for 1 year, but not for for permanent. The other thing that they could do is not use other regulations that are sort of working their way through from the left-wing grassroots on issues like they call it localism, where they want to make sure that radio stations are fulfilling the needs of their local community. They'd be setting up complaint boards, possibly, which would let anybody who uses nationally syndicated programming like Rush Limbaugh, like Sean Hannity, like others, could leave them vulnerable to all sorts of complaints from the localities. Another one would be ownership diversity, where there would be new rules promoted that would break up existing radio coalitions. So there's lots of ways they could backdoor the issue and accomplish pretty much the same thing, which is sort of end conservative talk radio as we know it. Not doing the Fairness Doctrine is a very good and positive step, but if this is where the president truly is in the issue, he should close these other doors as well.
Rich, in terms of these other options, the Fairness Doctrine seems to have been pushed on a legislative agenda. Would any of these steps need congressional approval, or could some of them be done with the stroke of an executive order?
Well, they're all talking about these, and the Fairness Doctrine itself could have been done as simply an FCC regulation. With the new president as a Democrat, Democrats will end up with 3 out of the 5 FCC seats for the next 4 years. Once those people are in place, they could go through the regular regulatory process and presumably impose whatever regulations they wish, whatever regulations they desire. They would be publicly exposed, and Congress could obviously overturn anything it didn't like. But with a Democratic Congress, that seems fairly unlikely. I think the issue would be to be vigilant in these situations, keep monitoring the work of the FCC, make sure they stick to their main responsibilities of dealing with things like this turnover to digital television that we have to deal with over the next few months, and not get in the way of free speech and the free discussion of ideas in this country.
Last 20 seconds here, Rich. How will the Free Speech Alliance be focusing its efforts here?
Well, I think the watchword is to stay vigilant and, you know, make sure that there's a monitoring of this regulatory process and the congressional process as well, to make sure that we don't end up with any kind of threat to free speech through some kind of backdoor regulation. But President Obama saying he's against the Fairness Doctrine is a very good first step.
And so we'll keep tracking this issue, obviously, in our business, and I know you are as well. Rich, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Rich Noyes is Director of Research at the Media Research Center, a partner in the newly created Free Speech Alliance. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. And remember to get the very best of Dateline Washington 24/7 on the web, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for listening. Please join us tomorrow for Dateline Washington.